Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for my girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. Gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Alrighty, everyone. That was Phoebe Bridgers with If We Make It Through December. That's a recent Christmas song. This is awesome. I'm starting off the show today with Rocky Star because I have a caller on the line who's waiting to go on air. But also, I didn't do the show intro, so this is Bean Tunes Radio, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is Beanmas, Christmas edition of Bean Tunes, and I have someone on the line who would love to talk about Christmas with me. So, caller, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes.
Loud and clear.
How?
You didn't introduce yourself, first of all.
Oh, sorry. I am Julian Izakov, previously a guest.
Yes, previously a guest, previously a caller who didn't make it on air.
Yes, that also happened. But right now we are slaying, spelled S-L-E-I-G-H.
Good one. Good one.
Get it. Get it.
That was awesome. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what am I talking about? Christmas?
So, yeah, the whole goal of this episode is to celebrate Christmas because Christmas is in 6 days.
6 days. Yas.
Yas. please, excuse me for doing that live on air. Okay. But the only issue here is that Julian doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Okay, it's not really an issue.
Well, I mean, give
it's
me your...
a caveat.
Yeah, it's just a slight caveat.
But I have some good taste, honestly.
Yeah, what's your hottest take on Christmas?
Hottest take on Christmas is that it shouldn't exist.
Whoa.
Okay, not to hottest take on Christmas... is that, you know, it's become all commercialized, but at the root of it, at its core, it's about warmth and family, and also snow and hot chocolate.
All of those things.
I don't actually know if that's what Christmas is, but that
I love that
is.
That's what your impression of Christmas is. What was it? Snow?
Yeah.
Family? Was family in there?
Yeah, snow, family, warmth, but also snow and...
And hot chocolate. That's so awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I think it's about, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's about family. And that's what matters, okay?
Yeah. So true. That was beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
Do you have
and
a favorite...
tree. I heard that's a big deal.
The tree. That thing. That little thing.
My favorite what?
Your favorite Christmas song, I was about to ask.
Okay. So I don't really like Christmas songs, but...
But
hot take. Well, this is actually not a hot take at all. The best Christmas song, in my opinion, hands down, we already know the answer. Do I even have to say the name?
Oh, Miss Carey?
Yes, Miss Carey.
Yeah.
That's first and foremost. But
yeah,
hot
absolutely.
Take. Another
mm-hmm.
hot take.
Mm-hmm.
She has another song with Jennifer Hudson and what's her face? Ariana Grande.
What's her face? Oh my god, wow.
And it is called Oh Santa.
Okay.
And it is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I bet. I wouldn't know, honestly. I haven't listened to that song.
I would honestly take my word as fact, because if I don't celebrate Christmas, I'm on the outside, which means, like,
you're an impartial third party. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I decided not to play Mariah Carey today because I was... Because, I don't know. But maybe
okay.
I will. Maybe I'll go crazy. And
I mean, I feel like you should, at least. You could find, like, a fun remix, maybe. I don't know.
Remix. Yeah. Well, I figured like other radio stations would be playing Mariah Carey and people are kind of sick of it by now.
Of course. Do you have any exciting plans for the holiday?
Are we just going to spend the rest of the hour talking? maybe.
Up to you.
My fun plans for the break are to sit and not think about anything, because I'm in the middle of writing a paper right now, and what I would really love to do is not think about anything ever again.
That's a really good plan, honestly.
Specifically, democratization. Never thinking about it again. Never.
No, it has no place in Christmas, obviously.
Yeah, no place in Christmas, no place in anything, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's the spirit of Christmas.
Yes.
Yes.
I would agree. I don't know what Christmas is, but if that's it, then yes.
That's
then I would like to celebrate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in. This has been... I haven't seen Julian... In what, how many days has it been? Like three?
Three or four, yeah.
And I have such a hole in my existence.
Aww.
You know?
Jill,
I miss
so
everyone
sweet.
In the suite so much. It's like so painful. Yeah.
You know what? Once we come back together, it's going to be a spring semester of raucousness and debauchery, okay?
And that's the spirit of Christmas.
Yes! Sleigh bells!
any closing words? Yeah.
I wish you the happiest of holidays and the most awesome show filled with Christmas spirit and joyful celebration, and Rudolph should be in there.
Yes,
as well.
Yeah, him too. I forgot about him. And Frosty
and Santa, and of course Mrs. Claus.
Mrs. And not to forget. Yeah, exactly.
Lest we forget, Mrs.
Lest
exactly.
we forget. Okay, guys.
When Santa delivers your presents, tell him that I said, hey.
Good one.
Yep, exactly.
Hey.
We won't spoil the illusion for
exactly
all
like that.
Out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, Clay. Okay, good luck.
All right, thanks so much for calling in. Pleasure speaking
of course.
To you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful show.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Bye.
All right. Thanks to Julian for calling in. That was awesome. This next one is from Sufjan Stevens. It's called That Was the Worst Christmas Ever, just to get us excited for Christmas. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
tree. find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas
Alrighty, guys, that was I'll Be Home for Christmas by Molly Birch. What's a Beanmas without Molly Birch? Yeah, that album is great. If you've never listened to the Molly Birch Christmas album, it's a mixture of covers and originals, all of which are fantastic. That one is just like, it's so Molly Birchified. She so did that, and it's so awesome. I'm just such a big fan. I'm like literally always fangirling over Molly Birch because she's so great and her voice is so awesome. And her band is pretty cool too. They like do some pretty great instrumentals for her stuff, and this Christmas album is just like such a great example of that. I think it came out in 2019 and it's on vinyl as well. I know she's selling those now. Was very tempted to buy, but I also don't have any means of playing that for myself. And like, I don't want to force my family to listen to Molly Birch all the time. So I'm not going to buy her Christmas vinyl for that reason. But it's a great find. Always looking for Christmas covers. I feel like I haven't really felt in the spirit this year because I've been so swamped with work and life. And it's also been warm in Boston. Like, it hasn't been Christmassy and snowy, except for yesterday it snowed. And I was finally like, hey, it's Christmas. And it's literally days until Christmas. So figured let's get into the Christmas spirit by listening to all of my favorite covers and originals for Christmas. So today's show, Beanmas, is going to be pretty much mostly originals, I think. But I started us off today with a bunch of sort of indie covers of Christmas songs or indie originals. Really love that one from Molly Birch. I also found the Sharon Van Etten one yesterday, the Blue Christmas cover. Also so Sharon Van Ettenified. I love covers. I did a covers episode last year for Easter. And I just feel like it's such a great opportunity for artists to show off their style, but also, like, I mean, using a well-known song. And Christmas is so great for that. Christmas is just, like, the best opportunity for artists to do covers, and I am advocating for more artists to do covers of Christmas music. This next one that I'm going to play from Michael Sayer is a great example of that. Came out 2 years ago, found it, and I was like, this is bomb. I love Michael Sayer because I saw him live. It was like a terrible setting. It was in a church basement, and the speakers were like god-awful. But he was still really cool, and I still really like him. And he also has a really great playlist on Spotify where I find all of my new favorite music. More fangirling. I only have positive things to say about music anymore. Let's stop being bitter about music, I think. There's a lot to hate, but there's also a lot to love about music. That was so not deep. Anyway, this one is called Last Christmas. It's a cover of Last Christmas by Michael Sayer, and I hope you enjoy it. It's so great. And I hope you'll listen to more Michael Sayer after this. I also feel like that's so great. Like, you listen to a Christmas cover of some random Christmas song by a fun artist, and then maybe you get introduced to their style, and you maybe like their sound. And it's like a nice gateway to listen to Michael Sayer. So here it is.
Merry Christmas!
snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. Christmas comes this time each year.
Christmas Eve, take one. Vern, would you get the door? I realize it isn't your responsibility. Usually Mr. Barrett does that.
It's not his station.
Here we go, take one, Christmas Eve.
I'm going to pick it up a bit during bars B and C, regard bar D, here we go.
That was Christmas Eve instrumental mix from the Beach Boys. Yeah, I played two songs from the Beach Boys today. Yeah, I did that. Before that was Little Saint Nick, obviously. And before that, obviously, I played Michael Sayer. Lots of obviouslys in there today. Interesting. So Christmas Eve instrumental mix had to play because that perfectly encapsulates all of Christmas noise. And we've had this conversation before, how I just, anything that's just noise, I love all of that. Like the strings, how they build, and then the jazzy piano, the quiet drums in the back, all of that perfect Christmas noise. Would love to have that on repeat at home when I'm finally home in a couple days, if I had, in front of my metaphorical fire, because my parents, we've been debating getting a fireplace for so long, and we still don't have one, Not that I'm ungrateful. Love my home. It's very warm and cozy. Yeah, but just perfect Christmas noise. And noise is so good. Anything that fills the brain with just, like, stimulation is so great. And that is just Christmas, just pleasantness. Yeah, so love Christmas Eve. Also, have to shout out Little Saint Nick for just introducing me to the Beach Boys, which is a little sad. I feel like that says, like, a lot about me, but literally that song is the only reason why I know the Beach Boys. I mean, I probably would have found the Beach Boys at some point otherwise, but like I said, Christmas covers are a great opportunity to get to know an artist's sound, or in Christmas music in general. It's a great introduction to artists, in my opinion. I might be totally wrong. Maybe you want to argue with me. You can call me at 855-915-9636. That's our studio line. We already had a caller today, but I'd love to hear more opinions on Christmas and Christmas music. Alrighty. This next one is called I Want to Come Home for Christmas. It's by Marvin Gaye. Basically, this song is just like a Marvin Gaye song, but it has to do with Christmas. It's just like, it does not really, there's Christmassy bells at the end, but it's just a Marvin Gaye song, and I love Marvin Gaye songs. So, yeah, that's pretty much why I'm playing it. Again, great opportunity to hear Marvin Gaye, just with like a little Christmas, like a dusting of Christmas. Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah! Christmas Day. Spirits up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out about the town, so lift your glass. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight.
Hey guys, I'm back. That was, of course, Wonderful Christmas Time, Paul McCartney. So glad to finish us off today with some of the classics. My dad had a request in there, Fairy Tale of New York, so I was glad to shout out to my dad, played that one for him. And then, of course, Daryl Hall and John Oates with Jingle Bell Rock, Daryl's version. No love for John's version, but I have to agree. I didn't read a PSA this hour, so I will be reading us a holiday-themed PSA. Here we go. It's that special time of the year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get the party in the group a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WFO in WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year. That's right. You guys definitely have to be back to listen to Beantunes next semester, because I will be back. Probably same time, same place. I love doing 2 p.m. on Sundays. It's so awesome to finish off my week and play all the songs that I've been listening to for the whole week. It's really just such a great way to procrastinate work, too, which is what I'm doing now because I have a paper to write due tomorrow at midnight. Yes, this has been such a pleasure to play all of my Christmas favorites. There's a few more in there that I didn't get to play today, namely Ariana Grande Christmas, Kacey Musgraves Christmas, no Mariah Carey today, which is surprising for me. Then again, we don't need to hear that again. We actually don't need to hear Mariah Carey Christmas anymore. I'm going to finish this off today with one from Krungbin. This is their recent Christmas Time Is Here cover. Such a good cover. Love Krungbin. Yeah, that's all I have to say about this song. Please, you know, come back and listen to my show next semester. Hopefully I'll have more guests. Looking forward to another great season of Beantunes. This has been so fun. Thanks again for listening. This is Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Up next, Krungbin, Christmas Time Is Here.
Merry Christmas, Sir, almost Christmas, one and all, and welcome to a bonus TARDIS jukebox here this Sunday afternoon on WMFO in Medford. I am the Doctor, and the show is normally Tuesdays at 6, so if you like what you hear, tune in then. And it's going to be a lot like what you'll hear today.